This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين هاجروا وجاهدوا والذين آووا ونصروا وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. We begin by praising and glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the universe and of everything that it contains. We thank Him for giving us the opportunity to witness the blessed month of Ramadan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for acceptance of whatever good He guided us to do and for forgiveness for our mistakes and our shortcomings. Today, my brothers and sisters, my young friends, is a different day for all of us. A day of joy and gratefulness. It is so because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mandated it as such in the Quran. After the injunctions of fasting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. And that you must glorify Allah, which is to say the takbir, for having guided you so that you may be grateful to Him. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. So this is why we are here, because we have completed the prescribed period, meaning Ramadan, and now we glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we show gratefulness and thankfulness to Him. We do so by first praying, then enjoying His bounties and thanking Him for them, praying for one another and humbling ourselves by showing extra mercy and kindness to one another with expressions of love and gifts. And of course, the mandatory payment of Zakatul Fitr or Sadaqatul Fitr for each member of our family, which was due before the Eid prayer, to expiate for our shortcomings in Ramadan and to make Eid more enjoyable for the less fortunate. My brothers and sisters, Eid is a time of happiness and joy. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Inna li kulli qawmin Eidan wa hadha Eiduna." There is an Eid for every nation, and this is our Eid. So let's try to make it fun and memorable in a permissible manner, of course. Highlight its importance to your children. Make it a day of joy and excitement. My brothers and sisters, I want to share three brief points with you today. Firstly, during Ramadan, we experience a spiritual high which is not possible to replicate outside of the blessed month. May Allah accept from us all. Brothers and sisters, know that Ramadan was also a training. What was Ramadan? It was a training and a detox session that should also benefit us after the month has passed as well. As we leave Ramadan behind, I encourage each one of you to select at least one good action that you started in Ramadan that you can keep going after Ramadan as well, even if it doesn't have the same intensity as it had during Ramadan. And think of one blameworthy action that you stopped during Ramadan and try not to restart it now that the blessed month has departed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Hud, إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ ذَٰلِكَ ذِكْرَى لِلذَّاكِرِينَ. Surely good deeds wipe out evil deeds. That is the reminder for the mindful. Secondly, my brothers and sisters, during Ramadan, we saw much goodness in this ummah. It is a reminder for us that despite our challenges and in spite of how we are portrayed in the media globally, this ummah still has a lot of khair and goodness, alhamdulillah. This goodness is also witnessed when there is a terrible tragedy or a natural disaster, like the earthquakes that struck Turkey and Syria. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relieve their suffering and that of all of those who are suffering. This goodness is also witnessed when symbols of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are attacked, like the desecration of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect it. My brothers and sisters, I encourage you to recognize the goodness of this ummah, the good in your brothers and sisters. Give them the benefit of the doubt and do not drown yourself in negativity and in looking down upon others. Yes, try to find solutions for betterment, but continue to remain hopeful and positive. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "إذا قال الرجل هلك الناس فهو أهلكهم." The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "If a man says that people are ruined, he is the most ruined amongst them." And Imam An-Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi, he said, the scholars agree that this disapproval refers to those who say this in contempt of people, to denigrate them, to claim themselves superior to them, and to accuse them of evil intentions, for he does not know the secrets of Allah in his creation. So remain positive, remain hopeful, look for the good in people, appreciate the goodness that exists within this ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect this ummah and grant it barakah and continued goodness. Ameen. Finally, my brothers and sisters, we are blessed with a growing community as we see today, mashaAllah, tabarakAllah. But as communities grow, it becomes easier for them to focus within themselves and to forget about others. Know that Islam has put great emphasis on the rights of the people around us, our neighbors, to be kind to them, including the ones that we do not know, people who happen to be around us, our colleagues, our neighbors, even strangers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَالْجَارِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْجَارِ الْجُنُبِ وَالصَّاحِبِ بِالْجَنْبِ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ وَمَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ مَنْ كَانَ مُخْتَالًا فَخُورًا. Allah says, worship Allah alone and associate none with Him, and be kind to parents. Do ihsan, deal with excellence with your parents, with relatives, with orphans, the poor, but also near and distant neighbors, close friends, needy travelers, and those bondspeople in your possession. Surely Allah does not like whoever is arrogant, boastful. My brothers and sisters, as we face challenges, especially relating to our rights and values, for example, in schools and elsewhere, know that claiming our rights is a two-way street. Claiming our rights is a two-way street that starts with us first. We must be firm in our beliefs and our faith. Then we must engage and reach out and establish ourselves as fruitful and positive contributors to society at large. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was known as As-Sadiq, the truthful, and Al-Amin, the trustworthy. First, then the message of Islam came to him and he propagated it to others. Standing up for our rights, my brothers and sisters, will be more effective by Allah's will once we develop positive relationships. We ask Allah Almighty to protect our youth and our children and to protect us all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all from all types of evils, harms, and tribulations. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your fasting, your prayers, recitation of Quran, your supplications, charity, and any good that He guided you to in Ramadan. May He forgive our mistakes and shortcomings. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ease the burden of all those who are suffering, to cure those who are ill or in pain, to forgive all those who have returned to Him. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الحمد لله حمدا طيبا كثيرا مباركا فيه لا نحصي ثناء عليه كما أثناه على نفسه وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أيها الناس اتقوا الله تعالى واشكروه على ما أنعم به عليكم من إتمام الصيام والقيام فإن ذلك من أكبر النعم واسألوه أن يتقبل ذلك منكم ويتجاوز عما حصل من التفريط والإهمال فإنه تعالى أكرم الأكرمين وأجود الأجودين. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من صام رمضان وأتبعه بست من شوال كان كصيام الدهر. وتفسير ذلك أن صيام رمضان يقابل عشرة أشهر، وصيام ست من شوال يقابل شهرين، فذلك تمام العام. واعلموا أن الله أمركم بالصلاة والسلام على رسوله المصطفى، فقال جل وعلا: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ارض عن خلفائه الراشدين وعن الصحابة والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم تقبل صالح أعمالنا، اللهم بارك لنا في عيدنا هذا، ووفقنا لما تحب وترضى. اللهم اغفر لنا جميعا، اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولجميع المسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم اهدنا جميعا واهد جميع الناس، واغفر للمسلمين والمؤمنين. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا، وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين، واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين، ووحد صفوفهم، وأصلح قادتهم، واجمع كلمتهم على الحق يا رب العالمين. اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين في كل مكان، اللهم احفظ وحرر المسجد الأقصى من الغاصبين الظالمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم احفظ وانصر إخواننا وأخواتنا في كل مكان يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ارحم موتاهم واشف جرحاهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصرهم على القوم الظالمين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر المستضعفين في كل مكان، وحقق لهم النصر والفتح المبين يا رب العالمين. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اشف مرضانا، اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. عيد مبارك وكل عام وأنتم بخير. Please do join our caravan of joy visiting 5 high schools today with gifts, surprise for them. The addresses and locations are on the wall. Please take a picture of it and join us at 9:45 in the park and ride by Starbucks. Jazakum Allahu khairan. Eid Mubarak. And I have candies for the kids.